You're listening to an audio devotional, day 5 from week 5, transforming my experience, claiming the promises that God has for us. Today we're looking at Joshua chapter 14, and as we look at this chapter, we're going to see how God follows through. A couple of days ago, we looked at the character of Caleb, and we're going to see what God had done in the midst of that. If you would, join me in prayer as we again look to God to hear what He has to say to us. Dear God, again, as we take some time to look at what You have for us, as we take some time to look at Caleb's life, please show to us the positives of following You. Give us encouragement, challenge us in our walk, and help us to move forward so that we can transform our experiences so that we can be all that You want us to be. Thanks, God, we ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we look at Joshua chapter 14. And as we start with verse 6, we're reminded again of who Caleb is and what God has done in his life because he was faithful. Joshua chapter 14, verse 6. A delegation from the tribe of Judah, led by Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, came to Joshua at Gilgal. Caleb said to Joshua, "Remember what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, about you and me when we were at Kadesh Barnea? I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land of Canaan. I returned and gave an honest report. But my brothers who went with me frightened the people from entering the promised land. For my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. So that day Moses solemnly promised me, 'The land of Canaan on which you were just walking will be your grant of land and that of your descendants forever, because you wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God.' Now as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive as well, as He promised for all these 45 years since Moses made this promise, even while Israel wandered in the wilderness. Today I'm 85 years old. I am as strong now as I was when Moses sent me on that journey, and I can still travel and fight as well as I could then. So give me the hill country that the Lord promised me. You will remember that as scouts we found the descendants of Anak living there in great walled towns. But if the Lord is with me, I will drive them out of the land, just as the Lord said." As we look at this passage, there's several things to notice. Moses is reliving some of the past. He's looking back and he's remembering with Joshua what they had gone through. They're looking back and they're remembering how they had explored and checked out Canaan for 40 days. And during that time frame, they saw amazing things. Amazing things that God desired to give to them. But also in the midst of that, they saw a lot of difficulties, a lot of potential hardships, a lot of potential struggles and opposition. And Caleb reminisces here, and he talks about how they had taken time to focus on the good, and they wanted to go take the land. But the majority of people at that time, they didn't. Verse 8, it says, "But my brothers who went with me frightened the people from entering the promised land." Every time that we face an opportunity, we have the choice to focus on the positive or to focus on the negative. And every time we interact with people, we have a choice of who we're going to listen to. We can choose to listen to people that are going to focus on the positive, or we have the option to choose to listen to people that are going to focus on the negative. We have these options in life, and we're faced with them on a regular basis. We can choose to do the standard thing of what a lot of people do, and that's to focus on the negative, Or because we're concerned or because we're scared, we turn around and we get other people to get freaked out as well. In this, we find out that because these people responded in fear, they missed out on a blessing. But Caleb continues, "For my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God." Even though there was only a couple of them, Caleb and Joshua and a handful of others focused on the positives. And for Caleb and for Joshua and their descendants, they were able to go and claim the land. And sometimes as we experience life, we desperately want to see the positive immediately. But sometimes it requires time. Verse 10, Caleb continues and he says, "Now as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive and well as he promised for all these 45 years since Moses made this promise, even while Israel wandered in the wilderness. Today I am 85 years old." Caleb had to wait 45 years to see God fulfill his promise. Now, does that mean that we have to wait that long? Not necessarily. Part of the reason why Caleb had to wait that long was because there were so many people around him that wouldn't see the positive, and they were too focused on the negative, and they put the opposition in front of God. But God shows his faithfulness. Verse 11, Caleb says, "I am as strong now as I was when Moses sent me on that journey, and I can still travel and fight as well as I could then." That's not only an amazing promise, it shows an amazing strength of will. But that didn't come automatically. That took 45 years of development. What will that look like for us? When you look at your life today, where is God? When you look at your life today, are you focused more on God or the opposition? You may feel drained, you may feel exhausted, you may feel that you don't have what it takes. You may question if God is there. My encouragement to you is to hang on. Don't give up. Caleb didn't give up, and God had him reap amazing benefits. And it wasn't solely the benefit of the promise that he was going to be healthy and he was going to be good. He's going to be able to go into this land. But God gave him a specific extra opportunity to take the area that was promised. There's something that God desires for you to take in life. An opportunity. Maybe even a relationship, something that God wants you to be a part of, that he wants you to have. But your responsibility is simply to go out, step out in faith, and take it. Allow God to lead you. Allow God to direct you. Allow God to strengthen you. And as you step forward, hang on tight and watch and see what God does.